Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today is Good Friday, the only day priests cannot celebrate Mass because Christ had died on this very day. So I would like to invite you to read or to listen to today's reading sometimes during the day because it's all beautiful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We listen to the psalm. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, on Wednesday I have talked about we are walking on the road of love and the road of the cross. We cannot pick one and ignore the other because the two are in one. Together they complete the beautiful road. It's like when you travel to Chicago, right? You cannot go sightseeing and enjoy and not without enjoying the local food such as hot dog, deep dish, pizza. Because if you don't do it together, it's hard to picture Chicago in its fullness. So today, I want to talk more about how we are following Jesus on that road, loving others, loving God, and carrying the crosses. Bring to our daily life experiences, huh? So take care of someone at home, for example. A husband is taking care of his wife when she is sick. Suddenly, there are so many things to do, right? And at times can be overwhelming. Keeping her company, cheering her up with conversation, making meals, washing dishes, cleaning the house, and so on. So for some of us, it is a piece of cake, but for some of us, it is a burdensome because we are not accustomed to do so many things by ourselves. We have always someone to help us doing so. But he thinks, oh, I am walking on a road, not only a road, but I am walking on a beautiful road, loving my beloved and carrying the cross. He will try to do everything with great love. Brothers and sisters, try to do everything with great love. Even the smallest things. Things will smell so good, even emptying the trash. Or the doctors and nurses are trying to carry a heavy cross these days, overwhelmingly taking care of their patients and their families. I talked to a few nurses, and they have the same experience. They say it's very tiring, but very life-giving at the same time. Again, walking on the road of love and the road of the cross. And when the cross is heavy, I hope we either doctors for the soul or body, nurses, care providers, religious sisters and brothers, police workers, engineers, wife, husband, well, all of us, right? Remember, I hope we remember back our first moment of choosing our vocation through our daily works. Not because of pursuing money or honor, pleasure, but because of love. And therefore, the cross that we are carrying not smell discouragement, but generate a pleasant fragrance ascending to heaven. And when our crosses seem to be super, super, super heavy, well, we are not carrying it alone. We have people to carry with us, especially our beloved high priest. It's not me, but Jesus Christ, right? I told you the readings today are beautiful. For example, let's see. In the second reading, St. Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who has similarity been tested in every way, yet without sin." Is different from us, right? He experienced every single suffering in life, but Jesus never sinned. So let us, St. Paul continues, "So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy." So mercy in the gospel can mean so many things. Can mean love, can mean like mercy itself, can mean like caring. So St. Paul say, "So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help." It's beautiful, isn't it? So go back to read the readings today. It's beautiful. Brothers and sisters, Good Friday is good because we have a Lord who loves us dearly, carrying His cross and die for us. And for those who don't believe in God, the cross appears to them as a shameful death of one's life. But for us, I hope and I think we think it differently. The cross is the greatest gift of God to humanity. I repeat again, the cross is the greatest gift of God to humanity. The cross is a symbol of the empty tomb of Christ's love and self-sacrifice. As John in chapter 15 verse 13 say, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So the invitation today for us is simple but hard at the same time. So as we are making ourselves the daily crosses, or making the sign of the cross, we bless ourselves with God's love. We should remind ourselves, and this is an invitation, we should remind ourselves that we have an awesome God. We have the courage to carry our crosses because we are not doing it alone. We do it with Christ, with our fellow brothers and sisters, and with a Christian love. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.